You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Elder abuse is misunderstood and difficult to spot, with many common forms often going unnoticed. These include psychological and financial abuse, as well as the more talked about physical elder abuse. I talked to Age Concern New Zealand's educator of elder abuse and neglect, Hani Norse, about this issue. Hani discussed the means of identifying possible abuse and what people can do if they suspect it. What are some of the main things Age Concern New Zealand wants people to know about elder abuse?
Many things are important about elder abuse. Some of them are to do with what older people need and whether they're being respected and whether they're being supported for the things that they need and for the choices they make. But the other thing that's really important is to understand that elder abuse isn't just about older people. It's about families, it's about intergenerational discussions, intergenerational concerns, because most of the abuse that Age Concern see happens because of younger generations and families.
What are some of the most common types of elder abuse in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, the most common type is psychological abuse, which covers spiritual, cultural, social, emotional abuse. So all those things that pertain to the person, because whatever anybody does to harm or cause distress to an older person does affect who they are as a person. It affects their self-esteem, it affects who they trust in their lives. So everything that happens to an older person in terms of abuse automatically includes psychological abuse. The next most common type of abuse is what we call financial abuse, which covers any kind of taking of money, but also not of paying back loans or using people's bank cards or using people's bank accounts without their permission and their support. Whether that's legal or not, from our point of view, elder abuse, financial abuse still happens when older people are being disadvantaged because other people are using their money or using their property or living with them and not paying towards the costs of the accommodation. The next other types of abuse that happen in about 1 in 5 cases are what we call physical abuse, and that's often where people get confused about abuse, thinking that it's only what you can see, only being hit or punched, and that's certainly an important factor, but in all the cases that Age Concern see, that only happens in 1 in 5 cases. So it's not necessarily the most obvious sign of abuse, and people don't necessarily pick up that what's happening to an older person, because they can't see bruises or anything like that, they assume that there can't be any abuse happening, when often there is, because people are being disadvantaged, things being taken away from them, or they're not being allowed to make the choices that they want to make, or they're not receiving the kind of care. And that can be the other form of abuse, where there's neglect, where people's needs aren't being prioritised, the older person. In many situations, it's other people's needs, or that other people are finding it hard to provide the care or to provide the quality of care that's needed because of their own needs, and therefore the older person misses out. So that's also important in terms of the neglect is certainly an important part of abuse.
What are some signs of elder abuse?
I think, as I've alluded to, that you seldom see someone with bruises, but it does certainly happen. But most of the abuse that you come to get a sense of is more that you know that person and know that the signs of changes. You know that they're very timid or they won't speak when a certain person is in the room. So you get an impression that, hello, something might not be right here, because the older person, who's usually quite chatty, keeps quiet. You also notice that when other people talk over the top, an older person isn't given their opinions. But also you notice that, certainly financially, if an older person's bank accounts are suddenly empty, if they never have money for anything, if they're certainly not being able to have, say, for example, glasses that are suitable for them, or hearing aids that they need to be able to connect with other people, or that anything that they do in their day-to-day life they can't manage because there's no money for it. So it's looking for those signs and changes, or looking in those signs where there's definitely some deprivation or fear or anxiety about what should or shouldn't happen. Or that if you notice that an older person is doing things and being moved to another location, for example, that's never been something that's been of their choice. It's worth checking out those things and saying, hey, is there something happening here? That's not the way I knew my gran or my auntie or my neighbour down the street. Suddenly things are changing in her life and that's never been the way she has. So it's often when you notice changes.
What support does Age Concern New Zealand provide in this area?
Age Concern New Zealand is the umbrella organisation for all the age concerns in different parts of the country. And in most parts of the country, Age Concerns have contracts to provide elder abuse intervention support so that they are able to go in and meet with the older person, meet with the person who are concerned about what's happening to the older person, and try and work through how to resolve the situation and what that needs in terms of what changes need to happen so that the older person can live safely. In some parts of the country, the agencies that have the contract to provide that elder abuse response service are not Age Concerns, but equally have the same role. So the whole of New Zealand now, there is a community agency based in each community that can respond to anybody who's got concerns. What we do at Age Concern New Zealand is we obviously provide education, we offer training, we offer to support not only individuals but also companies or banks or other agencies that want to improve their training for their staff. Also what we do is we make submissions to government, and like with a new incoming government, the concerns about elder abuse is part of the policies that we have submitted to the new government, so that we provide that overall opportunity for people to talk things through. And the whole issues of talking to the public, like talking to people who are listening around the country, what we say is that this is an important way of you to talk within your families if you've got a concern, and we try to publicise the issues in such a way that elder abuse isn't an issue that only happens in very extreme, terrible cases that hit the news, but that elder abuse can happen in everyday situations. It can happen in our families, it can happen in our streets, it can happen anywhere where we're associated people. We can hear what's going on for someone or that we think something might not be right, and where our suggestion is always ring up and talk about it and get some advice about what might be the next step. Don't wait until you've got proof before you ring. We have an 0800 number, and it's an easy to remember number. It's 0800 652 105, so 652 105, because we cover people in all of that area. And if you've got a question or you've got a hunch that something might not be going so well for an older person that you know, it's always best to ring and talk it through, and then we can direct you to the service or the region. Through that 0800 number, you can get to the region in the country where the age concern is, where the older person lives, and you can talk with them about what might be the next step. Does it require you to think through some issues? Does it require you to meet together and talk about what might be helpful? Because most older people in the first instance don't want to report that anything's happening, especially because most elder abuse happens within families, and older people are ashamed and embarrassed, and they don't want to get their families into trouble. And so what they want is they want the abuse to stop, but they don't want to have their family members taken away or not be able to see them again. So that's why we work really hard to make solutions work that work in a family situation, to make sure the older person is safe and protected, but not so that the family doesn't have any contact anymore, because older people would often not want that to happen, and so they don't want to be caught in that situation of terrible things happening to their family member who's abusing them.
That was Age Concern New Zealand's educator of elder abuse and neglect, Honey Knowles, speaking to me about the types of elder abuse and what people can do if they suspect possible abuse.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.